Goose hunters won't be begging as many migrating birds this year. Most states along the large Mississippi Valley Flyway are cutting the seasons and putting strict limits on how many geese hunters can shoot. They're trying to protect the migrating Mississippi Valley population of geese. This spring, when Canadian officials counted the birds in their nesting grounds in Ontario, the numbers were way down. Jim LeFleur is with the Ontario Ministry of Natural Resources. He was one of the breeding ground survey coordinators.
We estimated a spring population of about 450,000 birds, which was down about 40% from our count last year.
What do you make of that?
Difficult to say. This is a kind of a funny year. We had an extremely early spring, probably the earliest on record here in the last 50 years. And I guess there were some concerns that our survey was flown relatively late in the nesting period. Generally, I think when that happens, birds are not as easy to see because this year they were very near hatching, and birds at that time just tend to stay tight on the ground, so they're not as easy to count, and that may have affected our counts this year.
A bad count might be only part of the explanation. Some conservationists think too many birds were killed last year. Wisconsin and Illinois hunters shoot two-thirds of the harvest of the Mississippi Valley population each year. Ray Marshalla is the Illinois state waterfowl biologist.
Partial explanation would be the fact that we did over-harvest the Mississippi Valley population last year, and the states that do track their harvest indicated they shot about 127% of their quota. So that contributed to the problem.
Illinois and Wisconsin keep a running count on the harvest. They require their hunters to report each goose killed within 24 hours. But other states in the Mississippi Valley Flyway try to control the harvest only by adjusting the season and the bag limits. That can lead to miscalculation and over-harvesting. For example, last year in Michigan, hunters took 220% of the state's intended quota. To complicate the goose hunting issue, there's another flock of geese. They're called resident geese. They don't migrate, and they're something of a nuisance in urban areas. By looking at them, you'd not be able to tell a resident goose from a Mississippi Valley migratory goose. They look the same, and hunters certainly can't tell them apart when they're shooting at a bird flying overhead. Resident geese are something of a man-made phenomenon. They were bred to bolster the migrating geese population, but the geese from the breeding program don't migrate. They stay in the general area where they hatched. Ray Marshalla says they can be a pest.
These geese defecate at very high rates and make anyone's lawn or golf course or swimming beach or sidewalk so covered with goose droppings that it's virtually impossible to walk without stepping in it, and people can tolerate it so long, but when they get to real high levels, these geese can really cause some major damage to people's property, and that's why they want to get rid of them in those urban situations. And unfortunately, most of those urban geese rarely leave the confines of suburbia where it's illegal to discharge a firearm, so the mortality rate's fairly low on those flocks that are raised in these urban areas.
But they can be shot in the country, so this year hunters are being encouraged to shoot resident geese. Since the migratory goose population is so low, the states are holding early hunting seasons, earlier than when the migratory Mississippi Valley population begins to fly south. That way, resident geese are shot, the migratory geese are not. Now, you might wonder, if there are plenty of resident geese, why worry about the migratory geese? But the migratory geese are important to Canada because they're an important part of the food chain. And in spring and fall, they're a major source of fresh meat for Native Americans, particularly the Cree, who live along the Hudson Bay and James Bay in Ontario. In the States, hunters are adjusting to the new seasons. Denny Ward is a goose hunter in Illinois. He says the earlier but shorter hunting season is not a bad trade-off.
The opportunity goes down a little bit, but I think most hunters that are true conservationists really look at that and accept that as part of the program, knowing that maybe next year, if the flock goes back up, we'll be able to have a little longer season, maybe a little more liberal bag limit.
If this spring's breeding ground survey turns out to be nothing more than an inaccurate count, Ward and the other hunters might get their wish. But if next spring's count confirms the number of geese in the migratory Mississippi Valley flock is down, hunting season might be canceled or restricted to only resident geese next year. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.